Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Gimel in Maseches Ksubis. Okay, you know, a lot of sugyas on these dafim over here. Past week was a little shorter week as far as time to focus on the sugyas. Rosh Hashanah. Time to focus on tefillin. Okay, so let's just see if we could just talk a little bit about just get the hemshach of these last couple of dafim, just to talk in general, and then we'll go more specific. Last time we spoke primarily about the Mishnah itself. The Gemara, the first piece of Gemara on the Avbeis Omen Aleph, as we mentioned briefly last time, is really maybe for our purposes, that we might have put it on the Afnun Zayin, right? Because that's really what it is. There's a Mishnah on the Afnun Zayin which talks about a halachon as follows. The halacha is that a husband is mechuyev to give mezonos to his wife. The sugya over there discusses what's the basis. It's like primarily it's a din rabbanon, tachas ma'asi yedeho, and that chiyuv comes with the nisuin. Right? So I mean, primarily that's really what the chiyuv is. So whenever the nisuin goes through at that moment, That's when the chiyuv is chal with all the different dinim that come along with the nisun itself. Mishnah Nafin Zayin talks about a scenario where, and that was the halacha is that, as we mentioned last time, the practice was that they were making erisin the kedushin at one point of time. The Nisun was sometime in the future, not even necessarily on the plains, at the point of the Erisin. Then when, at a point of time when the Baal primarily is interested in following through, having the Nisun, so the din is noisin lepsulosh demasachedesh mishitava habaal. Tava habali no say. He wants to get married. So he has the right to claim that should follow through. And the commission talks about a certain time span that given to a psula, to amona, whatever it is. Now that the commission says that so a date was set up based on the amount of time that is allotted. He gives mavle nisu oichles mishlel oiches b'truma. So the Mishnah says that if the time comes and they didn't get married as planned, still plan to get married, but not at the present moment, says the Mishnah that oichles mishlel. Oichles mishlel means that the chiv mezoinis nevertheless is chal at that point, even though the nisuin itself didn't go through. That's what the Mishnah says. And our sugya over here is really discussing that what are the conditions and the scenarios that the Hagoaz Man, which came, is mechayev the Baal in the Mezainis. So Shmuel, the memory of Shmuel that our Masechta starts with is based on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Chazal set up for, as we'll see, a group of different reasons that became a specific day of the week for a psula to get married, etc. Absolutely, this is Vyom Dalit, and that's based on a Tanas Chachamim. that and you know, even if a person wants to get married on a different date, the Takanas Chazal is that has to be done on this date. And therefore, Shmuel says that this now will have ramifications on that halacha of Higiyas Ma V'Lei Nisu. If the time comes, the Mishnah talks about the Baal nevertheless having a chiv to supply the mezainis, even though the nisun didn't actually happen. On that, Shmuel told us, well, you know, now that we know that Chazal set up a specific date or day of the week that is available, and other days are not available. So Higiyazman, he's specifically talking about Higiyazman be'echa b'Shabbos. We'll see about that. Loi Nisu is being that Chazal prevented him from getting married and this date. So therefore, Shmuel says that he's not mechuyev mezainis. Right? That was the memory of Shmuel. He gives my mech b'shabes mitoychin yochel lichnois in a malo mezainis. Since it's any yochel lichnois, it's not up to him. Right? So he's being prevented by Chazal and oynis. So that's not mechayev him. This that when Chazal said that he gives man, the chiv comes. Pashas, what Shmuel saying is that only if we see him as preventing the nisuv from going through, and if he's not preventing it because it's really not up to him. The reason why he's not doing this is because something else, which is his hands are tied because of something else, is that there's no chiv mezainis. That was the ikar memra of Shmuel, right? So really what he's saying is that, he's saying, like, in learning the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, which has the halacha, the Mishnah on Daf Beis, right, has ramifications on this din on Daf Nun Zayin, right? That's what Shmuel said. And based on that, so Rabbi Yosef says that, so, okay, so I see from Shmuel that if he's prevented from getting married because of an oinus, he's not mechuyev mezainis. So therefore, he says all the types of oinsim. Also, he talks about cholo cholsa persinida. Right? That was the hemshech hasugya over there. Now, a horror that we spoke at last time, just to bring out the point now, just to mention that this halacha of Shmuel, it's interesting how he introduces it. He's working with a question that we see is really, you know, a question of an answer. Question answer is a braisa later on. The Mishnah says what the Mishnah says itself is that is a besul nisus on Yom Dalet, a specific day, Yom Dalet, and like the Mishnah says, because of, based on Tainus Besulim, so therefore we want that the nisun should be just before a time of Yeshiva's Bezdin. We want to set up such a situation, and that will take care of an issue of Tainus Besulim, of an Isser. Now, the question that the Braisa asks, was that, well, the Mishnah tells us it's twice a week that is Yeshiva's Bezdin, so really it should be two dates, right? Twice a week, which are possible. The day before Yeshiva's Bezdin, that's Yom Dalet, Wednesday, and Yom Aleph, and Sunday also. So why Sunday? Not, and that the Braisa says, because it's happened another factor over here. It's not just the Tainus Besulim, which is the deciding factor as far as what's the day that she can get married. There's another issue over here, Shoktu, which has to do with the fact that Chazal wanted that there should be ample time to prepare for the Suda, and therefore that talks to Im Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So those three days are taken off the chart, off the calendar. So that's really where Im Aleph went. Im Aleph doesn't have the Psulim issue, but Im Aleph has the Shoktu Sude issue. Right, that's how, and that, so that's the explanation in the Mishnah why it's limited to Yom Dalet. Now Shmuel gives that whole introduction, and he says, "V'achrish shenu shoktu." So being that you're prevented from getting married on Yom Dalet because of shoktum, is therefore he doesn't have to give mizaynus. Not because it's not because of him. And so the ha'ora on that was that for Shmuel to say what he wants to say, why is it necessary for him to go into this diktuk over here about what's with Sunday? I mean, the Mishnah definitely says, right, a reason why, let's say Tuesday is not an option, for Monday is not an option, right? These days, it's Tainis Pizum, that's the Mishnah discusses. So couldn't Shmuel just say, without getting into additional questions, work with what the Mishnah says, work the Tainus Pesulim? Right? Why is he actually Shina Shoktu? Why is he basing this off the Takana of Shoktu, which happens to be a reason which takes off a Sunday? Right? He gives man on Sunday, so you can't get mad because, and I mean, his point over here, Lechari just is that Chazal, because of the Takana, didn't allow him to get mad on this day, and therefore, even though it's a Hagoaz man, but he's not going to be Mechuyev Mizaynus because it's the Takan which is preventing him. So couldn't he have said the same thing just with using the reason that the Mishnah itself deals with? Tainus Pesulim say that Chveis, he gives man on, you know, a day which is not before, not the day before the Yeshiva's Bezdin. Right? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever it is. Right? Why couldn't he say that? And it wouldn't be necessary for him to get involved over here. So there are those that say, it's Manshoda that talks about this, and he mentions that it's possible that what Shmuel is saying, Taka is Dafka. And there's a difference in the Takona, because it's based on who the Takona is fashioned for. Right? And it makes a difference between the Takona Shoktu, which the Takona is primarily for Bnei Yisrael, right? Whereas Tainus Pesulim, he says that Takona was for him. I don't know exactly why that's for him more than her, that's an Isser. Right? I'm just giving you over the idea over here that we find. Right? And therefore, being that the Takona was for different reasons or to benefit different people, so we view it as if that the ik of the Takana was over here. It's not that Bezdin, right, or Chazal are being ma'akiv, but being that they're doing that in order to benefit one of the two over here, so we view as they are the ma'akiv, and therefore it's either she's the ma'akiv by Shoktu, and that maybe comes out even stronger later in the Gemara later on over here. This point is not really so much relevant whether she's the ma'akev. We just need an oinis, right? And then, you know, he's not considered the ma'akev, but possibly in Tainus Pesulim we would view him as the ma'akev, and therefore if it was merely because of Tainus Pesulim, then Yitak would have to give mizaynus because we see him as the ma'akev, right? So I'm just giving you over such an idea that it comes out, and as we mentioned, it's not so simple, even what the assumptions over here are taking on. But if we take on that the Takonas Pesulim is l'toivosa, is for his benefit more than hers, if that's what it is, then there's room to say that therefore we view this Takona really as an eco for him. Chazal just working kilo on his behalf over here. Even though maybe he's not interested in it, but we're doing this something for him that he needs in order to prevent him from an Isser, so he's the ma'akiv. And being that he's the ma'akiv, so that's why possibly the halacha would not be true, right? Now this is, the actual halacha over here is definitely not muskim like that, right? There definitely are makaris and shayim, not like this. Just giving you over, right? Just a question with one mahalach. Okay?
The Gemara handles then later whether there's a difference between whether it's his fault or her fault. Would the Marsha then say that Shmuel comes out on the idea that there is a difference, even though the Maskana of the Gemara seems to be that there is no difference? It doesn't matter whether it's his fault or her fault.
So according to what I understood, he's really working in not necessarily working in the second piece of Gemara. So I don't think that it's important so much the fact that it's her fault, right? Because once it's not his fault in Shita Rabbi Yosef over here, right? That's the first Shita in Gemara. Once it's not his fault, then that's already sufficient, right? That it should be an onus that he wouldn't be mechuyev. I don't need to have it that it's her fault. Right? That comes out. Such a thing comes out in the Gemara later on, right? Such a thing when the Gemara, right? There, the Rashi says that that's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara says that dafka onus b'takanta, right? Such a side like that. Right? But at this point, I don't think we need that it should be her fault. It's just what's important to us is that the takana was made not for him but for her. Right? So as long as it's not for him, then that would be an onus.
I hear what you're saying. That wasn't really my point.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, it seems like it doesn't matter in the end of the day if there's an onus for whatever reason. Even if it was because of him,
that's where over here makes a difference, right? See, there'll be a difference whether he gets sick, right, or tainus psulim, right? Him getting sick is what it just happens to be that he happens to be the cause, right? But it's still considered an oinus. Right, Mashenka and Takana, Chazal making a Takana in order to benefit, that's what it means, that we view it that they're doing it, right? That he's the Ma'akif. Right? You need this, we're doing this for you, right? So you're. Okay. Right, that's. Okay. Now, so what we have in this Gemara over here is like this there's a Takana's Chazal, which you said based on the Mishnah, on the Afnun Zayin, Higi is Mana, and there are conditions will say, right, in that takana, that what kind of hagoah zman is mechayev. So you see over here, if there's an oinus, so that hagoah zman is not mechayev. Right? So that's what we would generally refer to as hagoah zman, which came and then nisuin wasn't done by oinus. So it's not mechayev mezoinus. Let's say in the terms of the Gemara, we would call that yesh tainus oinus, right? Because that's what it is, right? That the oinus over here, we are accepting the oinus, and it's therefore telling us that the chiv which should have come at this time is not coming because the reason why the nisum was prevented was because of the oinus, right? It was something that was out of his control. Now that's just, you know, in a very general sense. I think that we would have understood over there that the question over there is really, what did Chazal have in mind when they made this takana? Right? There is a chiva of at the point of Hagoah's man. But I mean the basis of that takana. In simple understanding, is because that if he prevents it, if he's stopping it, so that Mizonah should have been chal at this time, he's indirectly stopping the chiv Mizonah, so the support that she would have gotten at this point by not going through with the Nisun, and that's why Chazal said that nevertheless, you'll be mechuyev. So they set up a chiv really because of his preventing the chiv mezainis, which should have been chal at this point, because the nisun should have gone through. So over there, I think it's understandable that when Chazal set up that chiv, that if it wasn't because of his meniya, because of him preventing the nisun, then Chazal we're not trying to be mechayev him for that. There's no reason for him to be chayev. Now, even though there's a second side in the Gemara over there, and you know that we'll be working with a little different svaras over here, right? Because in the Hemshech Gemara on base, but Akapana, but with this understanding, which the Hemshech Chava Gemara is really going continuing on with this, so that's what that would mean. So now, even if we would set it up that, let's say Chazal said that Hagoz Man, right, the time will activate the Chiyuv, but there are conditions to it, right? And the time will activate the Chiyuv even though the Nisuin didn't go through, but that's only provided that the Baal is the Ma'akiv. If he's not the Ma'akiv, so then the condition for the time to activate the chiyuv was not met. Right? That will be what it means that it's an oinus and yesh tainus oinus. So you know, the oinus, the fact that he didn't make the nisuin, it wasn't up to him. Something else prevented making the nisuin. Right? That's an oinus, and therefore that. The fact that the nisuin didn't go through, that's not fulfilling the condition that Chazal were mechayev. Right? Chazal said that this chiv, that the zman, the hagoz zman kabi mechayev, is only as much as we see him as preventing the nisuin from going through. But if he's not preventing, then the condition to activate the chiv, which possibly lies in the zman itself, was not fulfilled. So that's what a little clear in the mechanics over here. What we refer to as an oinus. Now, based on that, the Gemara continues on something else. Which again, this whole idea is really not relevant, right, to the Mishnah, you know, in Ksuos. Right, we're taking sort of on a tangent, and this is the Hemshech, which Rava says that. Even though we just learned, definitely according to Rabbi Yosef, right? That's what the Rashi sort of explains. He's going back on. Well, then you get an Einikain. And that Rava says, even though we just learned now that an oinus which prevents one from making an Nisuin is validated, right? We accept the oinus, we deal with the oinus, and therefore. That's not fulfilling the condition of the not getting married. However, by gittin, it's not so. An oinus, even though it's an oinus, nevertheless, it will be fulfilling the condition, and the get will be chal. Right? In that, now that's what Rashi says over here. If you look in the Rashi over here. The fourth wide line, the fourth line from the top, which is the last, that base on the base, is the last wide line on top. Well, then you get any king. Rashi says, Alafikach koi. Rav is going back on the Lafikach, which was Rabbi Yosef. And that was Rabbi Yosef's addition to Shmuel's memory. Dashmin and Shakovas ha'inis pateres min ha'mezainis. That what we learn from over there is that the nisun was prevented didn't happen if it was because of an oinus, so there is no chiyuv mezaynis peitrosa min hamezaynis. That oinus will cause to exempt him from the chiyuv mezaynis, which might have otherwise been chal. L'in gittin ein tainis oinus me'elis. However, by gittin, a tainus oinus doesn't help. And he explains the scenario. What does it mean by gittin? Im nostan gedle ishti amanasim loy bo loy ovoy azman plaini. Let's say one gives a get, and he stipulates a time. He says, this get should be chal, right? This get should be activated. If I don't come back at a specific date, then you hey get. And so, if he doesn't come back, it should be that would fulfill the condition, and the get will be chal. But what about if this that he doesn't come back is because of an oinus, something out of his control which prevents him from coming back? So he was an oinus. Hareze get. The fact that he's an oinis is not going to change things. Right? Hareze get. He can't claim that I was an oinis, and therefore that should not be for a fulfillment of the condition. That's what Rava says. Now, it's luchar meduyik, right? And that's what we'll see in the Gemara, definitely so, that Rava seems to be saying this specifically by get, right? You know, even though this condition theoretically could be by anything, right? You want to set up, and it should be dependent of my not coming. It could be a sale, you know. It could be, you know, any kind of transaction, really. This is just a tnai ba'alm, right? But nevertheless, Rava seems to be saying that specifically by get. Right? That's the mashmoyis advar, and that's the mevui in the hemshech ha'gemara. So even though that we're really dealing with two things, right? We started working with the din of Hagoah's man, right? That's one side of things. And that Rav is saying that le'in gittin eina kein, there's no tainus eina. But what about everything else in between, right? So the mashmoyis hadvarim of Rav is that he's saying really everything else is really on the side, has the same, will work the same way as Hagoah's man. Gittin has different rules. Now we see, so that in itself, right, already tells us that there seems to be something special about get. Now, as a matter of fact, you see in the Gemara, when the Gemara is Mamshech, Am Ksava Rava Inan is Begitin, Minole L'Rava Ho. Right, the Gemara establishes what Rava is saying. Rava is saying, Inan is Begitin. Now, that the Gemara wants to know, Minole L'Rava, how does he know? How does he know such a thing? Right, so that would also indicate that Rav is saying something which is a chiddush. That means in the simple way of thinking, it should not be like that. And therefore the Gemara is asking for a source. Now the truth of the matter is that even after we get the source, but we still have to explain it. What is the pshat in that? Right? Okay, the Gemara will talk about that later. But what I think we see over here is that what we call the svarah chitzayna, or the simple way of viewing such a thing, let's say it would have been a transaction, let's say make a deal, right, a sale with someone, right, and you tell them like this, right, you know, you write up the shtar or whatever it is, right, you make the, and you say that you condition the sale im loy bosi, and at that time taka doesn't come, but he's prevented machmas and oinis. So it seems to be that definitely over here we would validate the oinus, and the oinus would tell us that this is not a fulfillment of the condition. Therefore, the transaction did not go through. Right? That seems to be the svarachit sayna for that. And Rav is saying for some reason by get it's not like that. Right? By get it's not like that. Now, if we needed to explain, right, the simple understanding of such a thing, which Rav is saying, which is not like what Rav says. Rav is saying a chiddush over here, but it's definitely the mashmoyis gemara is that. So I think that we would, well, the way we'd explain that is that there's a condition over here, even though you know, the wording of the condition was just if I don't come, so that really includes any type of not coming, whether you're an oinus or not an oinus. However, there is a understanding, right? We call that an umdina. Right, that there's an understanding that when I say if I don't come, I mean, you know, under my own initiative. If I'm not coming, if I decide not to come, but if, you know, if I'm trying to come and I'm prevented, that's not what I meant. So it's equivalent to have him speaking that out. If he would say, listen, I'm making a deal with you, I want this sale to go through, you know, and the condition is that I don't come, you know, at a certain time. But I don't come because I decided not to come. But if I'm prevented not to come, I'm trying to come, that's not a fulfillment of my condition to activate the sale. Right? If he would speak that out clearly, of course, there would be no question. However, over here, we're talking about that wasn't spoken out. So again, so the words themselves don't have any stipulation. There's no difference, right? There's no. So the words really include any type of not coming. However, but if there's something that's self understood and self evident, so that will be equivalent to have spoken it out, and therefore it's understood that that's not a kimatnai. Right? That's kipshuta how we would understand such a thing like this. Right?
Just to clarify, meaning if he spoke out even for onus, then for sure the onus wouldn't, you know, would still be a good get even with onus, right? If he said, if I don't come for whatever reason, even an onus.
Right, uh-huh.
So it's only that, it's only because he specifically, I'll give away what I'm saying, is if he had wanted it to be even for onus, he would have said for onus, and because he didn't say it, so then we're assuming that he didn't have in mind for onus.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe even stronger, right? I mean, unless he specifically meant not an onus, right? Unless his condition is something. I just a slight touch on that, right? But you're right. Where you're heading, right? The idea over here is that the way we understand what the condition is does not include an onus, right?
So that's definitely the mashmalut of the Gemara. But didn't we bring the pasuk by?
Okay, we'll get there in a second. Okay, very good, very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's I'm heading there.
Okay,
I just wanted to give you the
To me, in general, allowing an onus by a get, it can cause so many problems, because an onus in general could be debated. You know, it was, it wasn't.
Okay,
what
we'll see.
What was in his mind? Okay. There's no end.
So on the contrary, we'll see in a minute that might be why, right? Okay, yeah. I mean, we'll see in the more. Right. That's an important point. Okay, so we just want to set up just the background over here, and I think that this is the simpler way of understanding what the issue over here is. So when we talk about oinis over here, we're really talking about a person's das as far as setting up conditions, right? That's really what it is. Now, as a matter of fact, back to the original memra of a takonas chazal of the Hagoaz Man, right, over there, l'chore, you know, it's not really so much a question of like a tenai, whether it goes in, doesn't go into that. I mean, I would think that in a takona, I mean, it's very clear, you know, whatever, there's not like a certain words that they say. And so over there, it would be even more simple that that's the understanding, that the takona is possibly based upon, is set up according to the reasoning behind the takona. And the reason the takona has to do with the fact that he was ma'akiv, he's preventing her from getting the mezainis by not following through on the marriage. So, based on that, you know, possibly it's a knas, the whole idea. So, you know, of course, that the condition has to do with the fact that we see him as the preventer. So it's not even, you know, it's not even this the same nidin over here. By a tnai, okay, that, you know, it's not the same. He didn't say it, you know, what was included in the tnai, we need a num to know, you know, we need to understand that. I don't think they really need that as far as the takana is concerned. Right? So the fact that you know, Rava's putting these two things together, you know, it is a tzas ha'ora, right? Exactly, you know, it would sound like he's saying that, you know, that the din of Hagoaz Man, you know, works like a non-get. It works like an imlay bossi, you know, in a sale, right? In not a get, right? Or right? Akoponim, that would be the simple understanding of this, and let's follow through according to this. So that's why the Gemara wants to know that minol l'rovah, right? How does he know that by get things work differently? I mean, you know, the svara is that a person didn't mean it, right? They didn't mean a get, right? Now the Gemara looks for sources, right? And that's what's going on in this next piece of Gemara. And the Gemara is madchem, or pushes away all the possible sources for what Rav is coming to. Now, as mentioned before, that even if we would have a source, but we'd still need an explanation for it, Why is that? Right? It's just maybe taking the responsibility off Rava and maybe putting it onto a previous source. Right? But doesn't make things more understandable. At L'chayru. Which really is what the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, after the Gemara is not successful to find a source, the Gemara says, El Rava Svar Denafshe Ka'oma, Mishum Snuot Mishum Prutzes. The Gemara says that Rava saying of Svar Denafshe, his own reasoning, and it's based, it's really Takon. It's a takono. Right? That's what it is. So it would sound like the Gemara maybe until now understood that it was meikar hadin. For some reason, by get things work differently, which like I was saying before needs explanation. But the mashmoyis haGemara does sound like that the Gemara is saying else Rav Sfor Denavshei Ka'oma Mishum Sumishum Prutus, which means that there's a special takono over there. Chazal got involved over here that we'll see in the Gemara. And Chazal made this get work. As in fact, we'll see that it's not even the get that's working. Right? In the mechanics, does Chazal want that as a result of giving this get, she should be not married? So Chazal got there behind the scenes and they, you know, wired things in the first place that this should work. Right? We'll talk about that in a moment. I just want to see how, just be more, just that over here, to see how the Bnei Chabura understood the Gemara here. So first of all, that, what does it mean, Rava Svar Denavshei? Right? Does that mean that this Takana was Niskin in the days of Rava? Like, what does this mean? Right? I mean, Rava Svar Denavshei Ka'omar. Right? And, you know, why do you need to say that? I mean, the Gemara just said that there's no source in the Mishnayos, right? But fine. But you know, if Rava had a Kabbalah that there was such a halacha, so fine. You know, it's true. There's nothing which is a steer to what he's saying over here. We just don't have a positive source, right? So what does the Gemara B'chlal mean that this idea of Rava Svar Denafshei Ka'omar? I mean, what do we mean when we say we're putting this on Rava? But I'll tell you what I mean to say is that, because like I said before, they're two different points. The point is a source and a reasoning, right? So we were originally working on source. We never had a reasoning, right? Like I said, we would have asked the reasoning then also, right? So why is the Gemara saying now, when the Gemara says, okay, we'll work without a source, okay, fine, so we're up to reasoning, right? So, you know, why does the reasoning have to do with Rava? Right, Rava Svar Denavshei. What does that mean? That might have been the reasoning if we had a source before also, and if we had a different reasoning. So like, so then why does it change now? What does it have to do with the source? Okay, you think about that. How to read the Gemara. What's the dependency in the Gemara? Hakoponim. The Gemara tells us that, like we said before, this is a special halacha by get, and this is a takona. The Chazal said that an onus won't make a difference as far as fulfilling a condition by a get, and the reason why is because of a special takona mishum snuas imprutzes. Now, in the specific technicalities of this, what this means is in general, what we're saying is that if we would honor the difference between an oinus and another oinus, so there are problems that are going to come out of this. There's a problem called snuas, and the problem of snuas is that if we kept with the ikar hadin, then an oinus is not a kima tanai, and therefore the get which is given over there is not a valid get, and therefore she's still interested, she can't get married. So we have a concern that these snuas, that if a get is given in some such a stipulation, so even though the halacha might say that we don't have to suspect that it was an oinus, and therefore halacha says, therefore we'll assume that he's not here because of an on his own accord, and therefore it's a good get. Well, these tznuis are a little nervous about that. They're not so comfortable to rely on that, and they're not going to get married because they're going to be concerned that maybe this was nice, and there was no fulfillment of the tanya. If it's not a good get, so that's a problem, right? If that's so. So in order for us to address the concern of the tznuis, what we need to do is we need to say that even according to your concerns, still good get. Granted, let it be an oinus. Right? So that's what we need. That's what we needed to do over here, and we created that even if itaka is an oinus, it's still going to be a valid get, and they could get married. Right? That's the tznuis side of things. Okay, so we need to say that therefore ain oinus begin. Right? That regardless if he's not here. Right, that is a fulfillment of the condition as far as we're concerned. Mishum prutzis is the issue over there. Is the other way that if there will be a difference between an oinus and an oinus, so our concern in the prutzis is that if he doesn't come, even though it was an oinus. We have information the akoponim that it was an oinus, but they'll look at it and they'll consider or they'll be sure that there was not an oinus, and therefore they'll get married based on that. And there's a concern according to that they're really oinus-ish, and the children are mamzerim. So in order to protect the children, right? So Chazal had to say, because since that we have this group of people who are as once that you have this difference, right, and so therefore even it's only because of a certain scenario of a lebosi that it's not a good get, and that's gonna. So the only thing that we could do over here is we can't say it's never a get. So what we need to do is that we need to say that it'll always be a get, right? In order that the usage of such a get will be valid. Now, so we just explained over here why it's necessary that even if the lebosi, even if the tnai is being fulfilled through an oinus under normal circumstances, that should not be accepted as a kima tnai, but by get, even such a fulfillment will be. Considered that will make the get valid. Chazal will accept that. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about the mechanics over here. The Gemara itself really is bothered by how this works, right? The way the Gemara asks the question is that, well, if you're telling me that midaraisa, working with the Torah. The way the Torah views this, which we call the Ikar Adin, what really should have been, is that an oinus is not a fulfillment, and therefore this get is not a valid get. So how a Chazal allowing her to get married when such a get is issued? Well, granted that Chazal wanted to happen and have a reason why this get should work, even if it's an oinus, but how do you do that? Right? Chazal can't sever a kedusha and the raisa dika kedusha nations, with their get over here, right? Even if it has a chashivas of a get rabbonon, but how could that break a kedusha and the raisa? How could that make her from an ishish ish into a non ishish ish? That's how the Gemara asks the question. I want to maybe discuss just for a moment, just a step before that. That even in the eyes of Chazal, what are they doing over here? Because according to what we just said, right? According to this approach over here, that his condition is if I don't come on my own accord, that was his condition, right? So even in the eyes of Chazal, what are they doing? This right? We're saying over here, this is only a get drabonon, right? right? And it's a problem. How could that take care of the rice? Fine, but even in the drabbanon, you know, how is this even a drabbanon they could get? What did they do over here? I mean, his condition, the condition over here was only if I come on my own accord. That's probably what the condition is. So how did that change? What did they do over here?
They really shouldn't allow these conditional gets at all. Just cut out the whole thing. That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's a homosexual.
Yeah. It's like, if it's so serious to have it clear, then just...
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a point. we won't accept any get with any conditions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, so how do we understand, even on the Rabbanan Dika level, that this is a get? You know, in the mechanics of it, basically what this is a get over here without the das, right? Without the das of the Megarish. That's what this is, right? Because his das to that it should be a valid get is only on certain conditions. Those conditions weren't met. So fine, right? So, what are Chazal saying over here? That, you know, are they saying that will midrabanan will allow a get to go through without das? Right? What even on the rabbanandical level? How are they bypassing this problem over here? What are they doing? Are they somehow going into his mind and adjusting his conditions over here, and that's why on a rabbonical level, you know, the condition was met.
Well, but the answer of the Gemara, that might be a shver on the kasha of the Gemara, but the answer of the Gemara would explain the mechanics.
Okay. So, like I said before, the Gemara sounds like the Gemara just wants to know how does Rabban help for the Raisa, right? So you're right. You know, maybe it's nothing, right? But it would sound like from the Gemara that if a drabbanan can help for the raisa, okay, fine. You know, we have a drabbanan dika get. Or let's say that the kedushin was only kedushin drabbanan, right? In Maseches Yevamos, you could have a kedushin drabbanan, right? You could have such a thing, right? Tana, cheresh, we have such a thing. Then it sounds like that such a thing would work, right? So that's all, on that we want to know. I mean, how would even that work? What did the Rabbanan do over here, even in their world, that it should be a good get on the Rabbanan Dika level? I think Mara seems to be just bothered. A Rabbanan Dika get can't break a Kedushin Daraisa.
I don't know if this helps. I saw a question that was bothering me in the Rashba, and I didn't really appreciate his answer that much, but maybe his answer solves your problem.
Yeah.
The question is, why did the Chachamim, he asked the question this way, why did the Chachamim say Akinu Rabbanan Lekidushin in these situations, but not by Mayim She'en Lem Sof? Say, oh, he didn't come back, so we'll be after the Kedushin Miyakara, the Mayim She'en Lem Sof, because, you know, we don't see him, he's not around. So he says that they needed some kind of a Srach. And it wasn't by Mayim She'en Lem Sof, there's no Srach.
It's a Srach?
How would you translate it? I think I'm using the right word, right?
could be. I mean, in that context, it would sound like it's some kind of dependency, something to hang on, something to work with.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they made it a thing. Maybe they made it a get through Rabbanan, so that would give them a srach to be mafkia the kedushin.
Well, in this get through Rabbanan, isn't one of the conditions met that he didn't come back?
Right, we're saying that he didn't come back because, but beyond his control, but he never meant that, not coming back.
But he still didn't come back.
You could also split it, like, let's say his car broke down. At least when the 12 months happen, he knows that it's over, and in his mind, it's done. Well, what if he's incapacitated? You know, and then he doesn't even know that this is happening, so... To me, those two cases aren't identical. They're not identical. Because if you know how the timer ran out, then at least he'll be, say, Mavata or whatever the word is, he'll, like, let it go. But if he's incapacitated, he's not letting it go. So, to me, like...
But if he has to dust at the time that he writes the get, then it won't make a difference, right? You hear what I'm saying? You're saying it's Tolui and it's dust at the time that the get is Chal. But not... It might be that it's Tolui and it's dust at the time that he writes the get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, so... What the Gemara exactly means over here, right? Maybe the deek that we're making over here is not a correct deek. But the Gemara is definitely bothered that mika midim the midrashu loy lehev get midrashu it's not a get. Mishum snuish and prutus sharina eshes ish la'almo. How are we being matir an eshes ish la'almo? How does it work? How does it work? That's the Gemara's question. Really a mechanical question the Gemara is asking. And then that the Gemara answers, Kol Mekadosh Dat Rabbanu Mekadosh, Afkin Rabbanu Lekedushin Mineh. Right? Which is a very important concept that the Gemara is saying over here. And this is, you see something that the Gemara is working very much with the mechanics, which is something that we try to work on ourselves in the shir, that you know you have halacha, you have maybe svara, and then you know there's mechanics, how things work. So the Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara tells us something that which really changes our approach and how we understand what this is. Meaning as follows, that the concept of a get midaraisa is a kairis, right? That's what a get is. Torah calls it sefer krisis. In simple terms, we call that a scissor. Right? It's something which cuts a connection. There's a connection that was made between ish ve'ishtoi, and a get is given, right? In the DNA Torah, that's the koyach of a get. Again, it severs the kiddushin. It's an outside source which comes and it breaks the kiddushin, right, from here on in. Right? It was, for as long as it was, till the point the get was given, and at that point it breaks it. The Gemara is telling us over here that a get, which is not midaraisa, a get which Chazal are validating, can't possibly work in that way. Like the Gemara is saying, right? You know, that we can't be matter an eshes ish. There's no koyach hakoyris. Rabbanon can't invent a scissor that could cut a kedushin deraisa. So therefore, the way it works is really there's a different mechanics over here. And that thing more tells us as follows: that really what they're doing over here is something other than it would seem. Granted, a get is being given, and before she was an eshes ish, after she's not an eshes ish, it looks like the production, the performance of any get. But actually, what's really happening over here is something different, and there are nafkaminas and ramifications, the fact that it's working differently. So, says the Gemara that kol mekadosh adat rabon mekadosh. Gemara tells us like this, that any common person makes a kedushin, this is already established and set up from before, that whenever a person makes a kedushin, that kedushin is made with express das and knowledge, that they're only making it in as much as it's in line with the das and the consent of Chazal. Now, this was not necessarily created for this scenario. There are other reasons why such a thing was instituted. But since the Kedushin initially is made Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, that it's made, and that what that means is that Adait Rabbanan Mekadosh, like the Gemara says, that means that as if, like we said before, right, when a person is saying that, it's not even as if, right, what he's doing is, when he's speaking out Kedas Moshe Yisrael, right? Without going through the whole arichas over here, what he's saying is that this condition that I'm making right now was only on the condition that Chazal consent to what I'm doing right now. Now, not only if right now there's no consent, but even if at some time in the future, for whatever reason, some situation will arise that Chazal, therefore, don't want my Kedushin to be a Kedushin, so my das is right now that I'm not making the Kedushin. Right? So there's a condition. Every time a person makes the Kedushin, he's really making Kedushin al tanai, on a condition. And that condition is that things continue on from here on and on in only with Chazal's consent. Chazal won't want this Kedushin to be, but if not, what I'm doing right now is not a Kedushin. It never happened. So that's how Gittin Drabonin work. A Get Drabonin works is because this is really just retroactively that this was done without the consent of Chazal, because something happened in the future that Difa Chazal don't want such a Kedushin, and if that's so it's Nizgala that it was never a Kedushin. Alright, that's Kipshute, what the Gemara means over here. So, like we said before, so even though, you know, you're going through the actions of giving a get, and it looks like, you know, that the Kayach HaKaris of a get is happening and it's cutting, but that's not really what's going on. This is really just setting up a situation that now Chazal didn't want that Kedushin some 20 years ago. Right? That's really what it was. Right? And therefore, retroactively, that Kedushin was not a Kedushin. Right? That whole Chasen, the Simcha, and all the money that was spent, and every, you know, all that, you know, retroactively tells us that's not what it was. No, exactly. Right? So if that's so what happens over here is, and a big difference over here is that being that so she was never married in the first place, right? That's really what happens over here. It's not like that, you know, there was marriage for 20 years and then it was broken, it was cut, it was severed. Right? She wouldn't, you know, midrash like upon him, she wouldn't have a din of a grusha, right? You know, she was never married. Right? That's what it would be. And, you know, any other kind of ramifications, you know, let's say if basically, you know, if she was Mizana during this time, right, you know, so it's Nusav Neshez Ish, and then, you know, then we'll Mamzerim, but if whatever reason why, you know, right, you know.
So financial ramifications.
Okay, right. Yeah. Speak to the,
yeah.
Exactly.
They wouldn't have been mafkir without making it a get rabbanan. Is that
right? Well, let me hear what you're picking up on that. I think I'm not sure if this is exactly what you mean, but let's just speak this out. I think that the making of this get has to be in line with that of a get. The only difference is that there's an oinus over here. Meaning to say, all hilchas gittin are still necessary over here. Right? Whatever the normal, right? There's no leniencies in hilchas gittin. Right? It's still the leniency over here is just this aspect over here, the fact that there's an oinus. So we're missing his das in the get, so we're getting around that by using that idea of
his das from the beginning.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that, very good. That's what we're doing. Right. So we see how das plays such a role, mm-hmm. And you know, so in the Kedushin there happens to be a built-in protection right, over there that allows Chazal to make adjustments. Right? In that kedushin, and therefore that's the basis of a get rabbanim. Okay, so that's this gemara over here, and you know it's good for us to see how the gemara itself I like to stress this over here, is dealing with the mechanics, because that's really an important part, right, of, you know, in learning, you know, to understand how things work.
So the Rav Sa'ara brings up a problem. I mean, you could say they were mamzerim, right? And these mamzerim got married to other mamzerim, which is mutter. And then this divorce comes in, so they're going to cause a kilkul, right? That this takana causes a kilkul to others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a valid hole. That is a valid hole.
How did it happen that the Mamzerim married other Mamzerim who were Vadai, and then they got undone? I'm trying to think how.
In other words, that he was Mazana with someone, they had children, right? The children are Mamzerim, right? They married regular, you know, pure Mamzerim, right? And then his original kedushin got mavatal, that makes his children retroactively not mamzerim. So now you have a marriage with Yisrael to a mamzer.
Yeah, if she got remarried and then he was really an onus.
Well,
she got remarried and she has children. This, assume we're talking about this case, no? Or talking about a different case? I mean, he goes off and gives this get, and he doesn't come back. And she gets remarried.
No, without being married. Is before he gave this get, right, or between the time of the get, before the 12 months happened, he was Mazana with someone.
She was Mazana.
She was
Mazana. In other words, you have a couple that was married. She's Mazana. Right.
I was thinking, you know.
30 years later, he gives her a get. You know, Imle Bossi, he's an Oinis. Right?
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, if he was Mazana with an airbus.
They stayed married for 30 years and he only gave this get later,
right,
and went on condition, and then they retroactively, even though they knew they had Mamzerim children, they knew she was Mazana,
right,
and he stayed with her Be'isser anyway. That's what we're saying. Okay.
Okay. I mean, but again, theoretically, you know, maybe he didn't stay with her, but he gave her a get.
Or it doesn't have to, again, it could be him being Mazana with, let's say, her sister. You know what I mean?
No, but that's not going to help us.
Why?
Right?
Because it turns out that he didn't have relations with
his
sister.
Oh, that's
what I'm saying.
He wasn't his sister. Okay.
What?
If let's say this husband had relations with the sister of his wife,
right?
Their kids are Mamzerim, right?
Okay.
And then the wife turned out retroactively not to be his wife, so retroactively their children.
So he's just making it that this nus didn't answer him to his wife. So you know they were staying together, beheta. Fine. But the ha'or that he's saying is that in such a situation, it'll come out that this takana will be a mikshol. Now, okay, that's a point. But let's just hear maybe why there's nothing that we really could do for such a thing, right? Because this whole situation is only person gives a get with the condition and he's takana an oinus, right? So it's not really something that you could, you know, set up, we're not setting things up. It just happened. Right? It's not really under our control. Notice that means Chazal made the original takono, you know, just in general, without a necessary scenario for us to think. Okay, you know, let me see what's going to happen in this case if we make the takono. Right? Chazal saw, you know, there's a problem with snus and prutus, and because of that, they took care of that. Well, what's going to be if someone's mizana? Okay, they probably weren't choishes for that. You know that. Mm-hmm. Right? You want to know, but if we stand now in such a case that you know we don't. So, I mean, in this case that there are mamzerim and such thing. What are we going to do? He gave a get in leibasi. We're not expecting an oinus to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing really that we really could do. over here. So, but in a chanami, but it's coming out of b'chara according to this over here.
Why are we expecting an einus to happen? I mean, they happen all the time. It's standard.
I don't know if that's. I mean, if it was something which was standard, like the Gemara says before, unso the shchicha might be different. So it sounds like over here that to say that any einus is expected will look like something more that is maybe there's such thing as unto the shchicha, but to say that every einus is expected sounds like that's we wouldn't consider that such a thing, right? So there is just the standard einus is an einus de lo shchicha, right? And therefore we don't reckon with that, you know, before it happens, right? Once it happens, then it's here, right?
Seemingly three levels of
onus,
according to
his Tosfos, anyway. Yeah, okay. Okay, very good.
Uh-huh. Very shkiyach, completely not shkiyach, and somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what we just discussed that over here. And, okay, so that's what we're saying, that you see from this Gemara, you know, exactly how things are working, it's possible. Right. This is what I like to bring out over here is that this will just train our minds to how we like to talk a lot, that you know that when you go into the mechanics of how things works, nafkaminas come out. There are differences, and that's really the basis, you know, of so much of what we find in this forum. Right? So like I'm saying right now over here, right? Person's giving a get, looks like, you know, to the layman, a regular get, but the truth of the matter is that the person, you know, we call him a lamdan, person who is a mechanic, understand how things works, so he understands, right, he sees over here that this is not a scissor get, right, this get over here is, went back into the wiring 20 years ago, and that's what's happening, and if that's so, I'm saying, so she was never married, right, you know, so now that she was never married, so then, you know, all these nafkaminas might come out of it. As far as, you know, not being married before. Now, the Gemara, let's just speak through this Gemara just for a minute or two, right? Because this Gemara presents itself in a few places, such a thing, when one talks about how things work midrabbanon. The Gemara says like this, Gemara says, Tenach mikadosh b'kaspo. Ravina says that I understand if it was Mekadosh B'Kesef how such a thing could work. However, if it was Mekadosh B'Bia, I don't understand that. Now, to understand what the difference between the two things and what was bothering him. So we know that there's a Rashi over here which brings from Rabbi Yisai. As a matter of fact, Rashi calls it Shemati Kol Rabbi Yisai Meforshim. Kol Rabbi Yisai Meforshim. Yeah, such a pshat that they learned the Gemara that the difference between Kesef and Bia is whether that makes a derais of the Kikidushi. That the limud that we have from Stei Efren, that the Kiyikach by Kiddushin could be accomplished with Kesef is Midrabanon, and that's why the Mora was saying same Midrabanon. Now, I just want to raise a point. Maybe this might have to do with what we discussed before, right? If that's what's happening over in the Gemara, right? So that means the whole condition was only Rabban in the first place, right? So if that was so would we have had the difficulty of how it works to say Kol Mekadosh Adat Rabban Kol Mekadosh Afkin Rabban Kedushim Minei? If the whole condition, like we mentioned before. A Kedushin Rabbonon if the issue over here is that how could a get Rabbanon take off a Kedushin Daraisa, then that was a previous problem. More that more says Afkinu Nochamim, it'll work retroactively. But a Kedushin Rabbanon would not have been a problem. Right? So if that's true, so when the Gemara is saying now over here, well, that this is all good. What we discussed till now is all good. If you're Mekadesh Bekaspa, assuming that Kiddushe Kesef is Rabbanan. Well, if that was so, then we wouldn't have had to say or what we discussed before, L'chayre, right? It's Kiddushe Rabbanan. Get Rabbanan. Fine. You know what was the issue? It sounds like he's saying that, okay, your whole explanation over here, I hear it very good, but Cycle Saif, I only hear how that's going to help me for Kesef, not for Bia.
After they did a Kesef Kedushin, they had a chuppah, and they were married. I mean, we're talking in any case. This could have been, there could have been people just from Erisin, but we're assuming even a case from Nisuin, that they were ma'avatel this get. We're saying that even after Nisuin, if you did Kedushin b'Kesef, that you're only married to Rabbanan?
So you want to know? You're asking a question on this pirush,
yeah,
right? That you can never be standing only on a drabbanan dika level because there's always a subsequent bia,
right?
Yeah. Okay. So I would think, and this is really depending on sugis and things like that. So. It's not simple what I'm offering, but I'm just giving you a basis as follows. That Kiddushin needs das. Possibly, for whatever reason, any transaction needs das. Possibly, additional reasons why you need das. So someone who makes a Kedushe Kesef, does he have das b'shas tabia to make another Kedushin on the Raisadika level? Yesh Lodon. Yesh Lodon that. See, you might come back, you might say, yeah, well, I mean, if everyone knows that Kedushe Kesef is only Rabbanan, so, you know, in the first place, you know, this is the plan. But Akoponim, but that's what I would tell you over here, and that's why the Gemara is saying that Kedusha Kesef, so the whole Kedushin only remains on a Drabonidika level, and that's what the Gemara means, according to the Siyesh Meforshim.
So, but in that case, what about the previous case where he was married for 20 years, now of Kinei Rabbanan, they take off back from the beginning, it's only a Drabonidika. But in the meantime, he was living with her 20 years, so they had the bia, had the kedusha deraisa.
So on that we just mentioned like that being that kinyanim need das, that I'm doing this in order to create the kinyan. So this person who was mekadesh with kesef, in his mind that was the kedushin. So the bia, the subsequent bia. That just like right, people don't have das to be kind of their wives with bia every time for years, it's because you know the kinyan was made already. So this has the chiyus of a ma'isa were it to be necessary, but it's not fine. So there's no das that you should be activating in kinyanim, right? So even though theoretically that was only rabbanan and there is room now at this point to do something, but there's no das. That's what I would offer at first glance.
It's monotone. It's very hard. It would mean that we're all just, well, you're all married, only to Rabbanan. I mean, unless somebody here had thoughts.
or you think automatically the first time you're together, then it's called the deraisa.
So it's not automatically. It wouldn't be automatically. What the issue would be is just maybe to find and to establish that there is das, but it can't happen automatically, right? The person needs das when he's making this king in the raisa, you know, that he wants that this maisa kinyan should activate the kinyan. Okay. But see here the horror that we were asking, that in the Cheshvan HaGemara, right, what does the Gemara mean? According to this, that the Gemara is saying this is all good if the Kedushim is only Drabonim. So on that, we're asking, well, if Dushim was Havonim, then we, in the previous two lines, L'chayra wouldn't have been necessary. Kedushin Jabonin and get Jabonin, right? You know, we could use the Koyach HaKaris on that, right? See, what I just meant to bring up is remember we asked the question then that even in the Jabonin, how do you even have a drabonon that could get over here, right? Remember, we asked such a question. Seif kol seif, there's no das over here, right? You know, because, you know, if you have a get, which you know, you have the das. Just maybe there's certain conditions that midrash are missing, and the rabbonon said, you know, we'll consider that a get, fine. But over here, you need das. That's what I want to know. The rabbonon said that you don't need das. Is that what they said? That they said that you can make a get without das. Akoponim, but if based on that ha'ora, so maybe we can understand this a little bit, right? Meaning to say that if even in the drabonon, being that there's a lacking of das, so it wouldn't be sufficient just to say that, well, it's a kedushin drabon, it's a get drabonon, because even in drabonon dika level, you know, where's the das? So therefore, you regardless need this kind of working over here. Okay, so that's just opening an avenue over here. But let's get back to this Gemara. What is the Gemara's problem over here? Now, according to what we're saying right now, that there's a difference between the Rashi and Rabbanan. So then we have to really explain that, right? I'm just setting up over here the questions on this pshat that if the Kedushin is Rabbanan, and that was the basis of the problem, so we're asking Manushov, right? I mean, then what was the problem, right? Why did we need the Afkinu, right? Elmai, you needed the Afkinu, so then, fine, Afkinu could work under the Raisa also, right? So what? Now, if the Gemara thought that Afkinu can't work for the Raisa, so what's the Gemara's answer? Right? What was Taka the Gemara's answer? Now, as far as B'mechakan Drash Dabonin sounds like we're Taka talking a mechanical Shiloh over here, that on Dabonin it could work, but on Dabonin, on the Raisa, it can't work. So if it can't work, so then, you know, what's the answer? What's the answer to that? Okay, but let's just finish off over here. Just we'll go with what Rashi's pshat. So Rashi, that avada that kedusha kesef is beraisa. So, right, you know that in the Rambam, some you saw over here, Rambam calls it divrei sofrim, right? The kinyan kesef, and there's a possibly question exactly what that term is. I think most Mephoshim learn at the Rambam, being that it's a Droshas Chazal, so that's why Rambam used that classification, but he doesn't mean to say like this that it's Rabbonon. That's the, I think, accepted view on that. Akoponim, Zokrashi, Avada Kuch Kesev is the Raisa. Now, if that's so how do you learn the Gemara? So that means the Gemara is not making a difference between the Raisa and Rabbonon. The Gemara has the Hagam that these are both the Raisa. So, fret the Gemara that how does this work with Kedusha Bia? Now, if we understand how the Raisa could work, so why is Bia more of a problem? And from the Gemara's Teretz, right, what does Gemara answer? Shavu Rabbanan Libilas Ebilaznus. So what we need to know over here is, right, and we'll see Mashmois of Rashi, just for our learning of the Gemara, is the Gemara have a problem in the mechanics that it can't work because by a beer, or the Gemara is just saying that of course it can work just as well, but there are ramifications that maybe we're not happy with. We shouldn't, right, because it's going to come out. It's going to come out that the beer that he was kind of with, we are transforming from a beer's kedushin to a beer which is not kedushin, which is a beer's nus. That's what is amounting to over here. So is the Gemara asking that can't be done? The Gemara just means to say that, you know, do we want to do that by kesef? You know, fine. You know, we'll change the kesef. You know, it won't be kesef kedushin, right? It'll be kesef matana or whatever, whatever it is. Right? I'm not even sure exactly why it has to be kesef matana, right? Right? You know, you could, you know, maybe get it back also for that matter. But the Gemara mustn't be a, I mean, you know, the bia. If it's not a bia's kedushin, then it's a bia's nus. What's that mashman? Reading the words of Rashi, the last words of Rashi, Rashi explaining that Kodesh Bibiya Mai Ikulamemer Matehe Albiyosai. Right? What is this question? Is this a mechanical question that you know, you can't change it? I don't see why you can't. Right? If there's no das, no das. Right? I don't need to give it another name. You know, it's just not kedushin. Right? Whatever it therefore becomes, it becomes. But that's all I need to do. Right? Mat habiyosi. V'yesh ben koyach lasis kain shari tolo bohen. Right? I'm reading the Rashi. In the Mora's answer, shab yura bon and bilaznus. Rashi says, "They get shud min the bilaznus." V'yesh bohen koyach lasis kain shari tolo bohen. V'yesh bohen koyach lasis kain. And that mashmois in Rashi maybe sounds like that. Maybe there's a mechanical issue, right? You know, do they have the power to do it? But if that's what it is, then what we need to know is that why is it harder? Why is it harder? With the bia, if you learn the Gemara means just that the Gemara is saying that, you know, that do they want to do that, right? Would Chazal do that, you know, by kedusha bia, that we can hear, right? So it's more of a sensitivity issue more than you know.
Just to make the question a little harder, even if they got when they get rid of the kesef kedusha,
yeah, okay, right. Uh-huh, very good. Okay, I want to get to that question also. Very good, like you're saying, very good. That and that question will be dependent on the two ways of understanding what this Gemara over here is, right? See, because if the Gemara's question is a question in the mechanics, that the Gemara's thinking the Chazal don't have the power to change over a Bias Kedushin into a Bias Nus, right? So that was the Gemara's question, and for the Gemara, they do have the power, right? But all the other bias, that's not the issue, right? I don't need to change, you know, to undo a bias kedushin, right? So that question wouldn't be a question. However, like Michael's been very, very good, that if the problem over here is a sensitivity issue, meaning to say that, you know, that do Chazal want to create bias nus? Right, bias, which until now were bias of heter, and by taking off a kedushin, so that bias, a bias nos. So on that lechor, you'd have that issue by kedusha kesef, right? All subsequent bias after the kedushin, till this point, there's regular bias issues. But now, if we retroactively took off the kedushin, so they're also bias nus. So if we have a problem with bias nus, well, you know, why are we more concerned here than there? Okay, that's a valid question. It's a valid question, right? That is a valid question, and okay. So we'll just quickly raise this other point over here that we know that. We know that there is a concept. There is a concept in Mafreya, how Mafreya works. Right? Simply, Mafreya is retroactively, and it never was. Never was. There is a concept that we find Achronim talk about such a thing is called Mekana Labol Mafreya, which means that we only from this point on is how we look at retroactively that wasn't, but in the history remains history, right? So from this point and on, she was never married, and that's why she could marry someone else, because she was never married. But in previous history, that remains as it was, right? So if that's true, right? So that will help us as far as this question is concerned,
yeah.
Right? Because those beers at the time, right? You know, maybe now looking back, but that's not relevant, right? What's relevant is at the time, those beers are still okay.
That would solve a lot of problems.
Right, so that
how would that fit into the lashon that they make it as a bias nus?
That means that mekan labo. That's what I mean. You know, just relevant to the kedushin, right? That's what it is. That bia, right? So according to that is that bia was the bias kedushin till this point. From this point and on, we look retroactively, right? So from here on, it wasn't. That means the Gemara is still saying what the Gemara is saying, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm just making a difference between what it is that this whole din is all only from here on in. So Avad, it's working retroactively, but we're splitting the retroactiveness of this idea. Okay, I just wanted to just mention that the covered your shayla. Okay.
Oh, sure.